This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States said Tuesday it does not see China as capable of being an impartial mediator between Moscow and Kyiv in the war in Ukraine.
I don't think you can reasonably look at China as impartial in any way. They haven't condemned this. In this invasion.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby noted China has continued to buy Russian oil even as the West piles sanctions on Moscow's energy industry to starve the Kremlin of money to pay for the war. In a summit rich with red carpet pomp, Chinese President Xi Jinping was visiting Russia Tuesday and met with President Vladimir Putin with the war in Ukraine high on their agenda. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video address on Tuesday, Ukraine's armed forces needed more ammunition, most of all, and are expecting an increase in supply from Western partners. He said, we are expecting an increase in supply of precisely what we are in need of most right now, Zelensky said in his nightly address. He also praised a visit by Japan's Fumio Kishida on Tuesday and a rare unannounced trip by a Japanese leader. Kishida also toured the town of Buka, where civilians were killed by Russian forces. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is in Florida, waiting at the possibility of criminal charges in New York City, as the city braces for disruptions that could follow an indictment. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Republican contenders in the 2024 presidential race are sizing up the impact as prosecution could have on a campaign which Trump is a leading contender. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's government has rejected a U.S. assertion that all sides in the two-year Tigray war committed war crimes. Maya Missaker reports from Addis.
Ethiopia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs struck back in a statement Tuesday, saying it rejects the U.S. allegation that all sides committed war crimes during the Tigray conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday on Twitter that the Ethiopian and Eritrean armies, Amhara region forces, and Tigray People's Liberation Front forces all committed atrocity crimes during the Tigray war that ended in November. The ministry added Blinken's statement, coming a week after the Secretary of State visited Ethiopia, unfairly proportions blame and is inflammatory and untimely. Maya Misikar for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
French President Emmanuel Macron is looking to regain the initiative with new reforms in the coming weeks after his government barely survived a no-confidence motion over an unpopular pension bill and nationwide protests continued. As labor unions prepared another day of strikes and demonstrations against Macron's pension reform on Thursday, protesters waving flags and chantings gathered in central Paris on Tuesday evening, marking the sixth consecutive day of protests since passing of the bill. Garbage bins were set ablaze in central Paris and protesters set off fireworks. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told bankers on Tuesday she's prepared to intervene to protect depositors in smaller U.S. banks suffering deposit runs that threaten more contagion amid the worst financial system turmoil in more than a decade. In a speech aimed at calming nerves rattled by two prominent bank failures this month, Yellen said the U.S. banking system was stabilizing and steps taken to guarantee deposits in those institutions showed a, quote, resolute commitment to ensure depositors' savings and banks remain safe. Trial began Tuesday for American actress Gwyneth Paltrow, who's being sued by a retired optometrist who claims she recklessly crashed into him while skiing in 2016. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Terry Sanderson's attorneys say in court documents that Gwyneth Paltrow violently rammed into Anderson while skiing, then got up and skied away. Sanderson says the accident caused a brain injury and four broken ribs. He's suing for $300,000 after his initial lawsuit seeking $3.1 million was dropped. Paltrow's lawyers say Sanderson ran into her and is overstating his injuries to exploit her celebrity and wealth. They say Paltrow's group checked on Sanderson and he said he was fine. The trial is expected to last longer than a week. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
I'm Joe Ramsey.